Ayraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pehe Amud Beis. We're holding on Pehe Amud Aleph, about 8 lines in the bottom, the last of the thin lines, Ukfar Hayo Rabbi Yishmo. So says the Gemara, Ukfar Hayo Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Mahalchem Bederech. These different Gedolim, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, they were traveling, these three Gedolim, Velevi Asada, Rabbi Yishmo, Benosh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Mahalchem Achrayan, and these two other Tanayim were walking behind them. And the following shayla was asked in front of them. We've been speaking about the fact that bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. What's the makar? What's the makar that for a person to save his life that he's allowed to be deicha Shabbos? Where do we know that from? So says the Gemara, Nen Rabbi Yishmol v'Amar, Rabbi Yishmol answered and he said that the Makar is an apostle from the parish of Baba Machteres. It says in Baba Machteres, Yimatze Aganev, it says that if a person, he sees someone coming, sneaking into his house, so the halacha is that he's allowed to kill him. It's a suffix that maybe he's coming to kill him. If Reuven, let's say, is the owner of the house, and he sees that someone's sneaking into his house, so Reuven's allowed to kill him, because Reuven could assume that perhaps this Ganev is, even though he's really just coming to steal money from him, but maybe he's also gonna come kill him, and therefore Reuven's allowed to kill him. And now, this explains Rabbi Yishmol, so how is this a makar for the fact that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? Because, the Ganev, it could be he's not gonna kill Reuven, it's a suffix if he's coming to kill. And we know that Shvichas Damim is extremely chomer. It's something which causes the Shechina to be removed, it causes Tumah, and still Nitin Lahatzila Ben Avshoy, and still we see that Reuven's allowed to kill the Ganov, so because it's Pikuach Nefesh for Reuven, because maybe he's coming to kill Reuven, it's Suffik Pikuach Nefesh, and that itself warrants Reuven to go ahead and kill the Ganov, to be over on the Isra of Ritzicha, so to speak. So we see that Pikuach Nefesh is deicha retzicha, so kav v'chaymer lepikuach nefesh deicha is a Shabbos. If pikuach nefesh is deicha retzicha, which is so chomer, it's a kav v'chaymer that pikuach nefesh, even suffik pikuach nefesh, that it's deicha Shabbos. That was Rabbi Shmuel's makar. Nen Rabbi Kiva v'amar. Rabbi Kiva said a different makar from the pasuk said. The pasuk says v'chiyazet ish al re'eyu. It's talking about a kayin who's suspected of retzicha. So the halacha is that you take him me'im mizbechi from the mizbeach tikachen ulamos. You take him from the mizbeach to die. Me'im mizbechi v'loy me'al mizbechi. We have a drasha that now when he's on the mizbech, if he's in the middle of performing avodah, so let him first finish the avodah, and then we'll bring him to Beis Din. It's only if he's not in the middle of doing avodah, then we bring him right away. If he's mamash on the mizbech, in the middle of performing the avodah, so then we wait. V'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, am Rabbi Yechanan, that lo yishanu el lahamis. That's when it comes to when we want to, so to speak, kill the kayin, when he's suspected of retzicha. Avol lahachiyos, but if the kayin has a way to help a person live. Let's say the Kayin knows about he has a patent in order to say some sort of edus that will save someone else's life. Let's say Reuven right now is being accused of Ritzicha, and this Kayin has edus that he could say that will save Reuven's life. So then afilu me'al mizbechi. So then we even take him, even if he's in the middle of performing a avoda to save another person's life, it's pikuach nefesh. So then we'll say to even stop the avoda. So you see that pikuach nefesh is doicha avoda. So how is that a makar to pikuach nefesh deichas haShabbos? Because umazesh a suffik eish mamish bedvarov suffik ei mamish bedvarov. It's a suffik about whether or not this kayin even has good edus. Maybe his edus is not going to help. Va'avayda deichas haShabbos, and avayda is very chomer deichas haShabbos. So kavuchaymer the pikuach nefesh deichas haShabbos. Meaning to say that if you see over here, it's only a suffik pikuach nefesh. It's a suffik if the kayin will have good edus to be able to save Reuven's life. And still we say that because of this suffik pikuach nefesh to be deicha avayda, and even if the kayin's in the middle of serving on the mizbeach, we make him stop to do the eid, to say over the eidos, so you see that suffik pikuach nefesh is deicha avayda, and we know in general that avayda is deicha Shabbos. Let's say they bring a carbon tamid every Shabbos. So avayda is more chomer than Shabbos. So if suffik pikuach nefesh is deicha avayda, so then surely suffik pikuach nefesh is going to be deicha Shabbos. If it's deicha avayda, so then kavuchaymer is deicha Shabbos. That's our Rabbi Kiva. believe is makar. Nana Rabbi Lazar, a third makar, that umam mila she echam yimasayim v'arba v'shmei neivarim sheba adam mila. The makam of mila is just one out of the 248 limbs of a person, and still it's deichas haShabbos. Mila is deichas haShabbos. So we say, so you see that for the sake of saving, of assisting, one limb in a person's body will be deichas haShabbos. So kavachayim l'kol gufo she deichas haShabbos. So all the more so to save and to assist the whole 248 limbs of a person's body, all the more so will be Deicha Shabbos. So that's what the three Tanayim said. Now the Gemara is just going to bring from other Tanayim or other Shitas what they said is a Makar for this idea that Bikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Aymer, a fourth Makar, sorry, I skipped. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, a fourth makar, that Eshab Shleisai Tishmeru, that the pasuk says to keep Shabbos. So Yachol Akol, I may think no matter what, even if it's Bikuach Nefesh. Tamal Aymer, Ach Chilek. It says, Ach Eshab Shleisai Tishmeru. Ach tells us that not always. So when do you ever say not to keep Shabbos? So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, it must be that's talking about a situation where there's Bikuach Nefesh on the line. The pasuk is clear that it's only sometimes that you have to keep Shabbos. There are sometimes that you don't need to keep Shabbos. When's that? Sometimes it's when it's Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yonasa ben Yosef Aymer, a different Makar, the Pasuk says, Ki Kadosh Hi Lachem, Hi Mesura Biyadchem, V'loi Atem Mesura Biyada. It says that Shabbos is Kadosh Lachem, it's for you, Shabbos is for you, you're not for Shabbos. You don't have to give up your life for Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Aymer, a sixth Makar, because the Pasuk says, Shamru B'nei Yisrael Sa Shabbos, and the Pasuk concludes, Last is a Shabbos Uda Reisam. So it says that you keep Shabbos, last it's a Shabbos. So Amar Torah Chilul Allah of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Eis Harbe, that it's worth it to be Deicha one Shabbos so that you could be last it's a Shabbos. Shamru Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos in order to be last it's a Shabbos of the Reisam, in order that you should keep many more Shabboses in the future. So therefore, if we could get more Shabboses in the future by being Deicha this Shabbos, so that's preferable. Therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha as a Shabbos. Which the place can point out that even the persons, let's say a Shaita, or it's only for Chai Yisha and you won't live till the next Shabbos, or he's a Chayiv in Shabbos because he's a Shaita, still we say that Bikuach Nefesh is Deichas HaShabbos, even if he does the Shita, that's the Makar. This is just where we know it from, the idea that Bikuach Nefesh is Deichas HaShabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, a seventh makar, that if Yehavoi Hasam, Shmuel says, if I was there, I would have said, Hava Amina Didi Adifa Mididhu. I would have said that I have a different makar, a seventh makar, and mine's the best one out of all of them. And what's that? Because the pasuk says v'chai b'hem. It says that you're supposed to keep the mitzvahs v'chai b'hem in order so you should live with them. But loishi amos b'hem. You don't have to die over the mitzvahs except for the gimel averes chamures, which you already spoke about the makaris for those in previously. But otherwise v'chai b'hem, the chiyav is to live with the mitzvahs, is not to give up a person. A person does not have to give up his life to keep any of the mitzvahs. Amar Rava says, and perhaps this is what Shmuel meant when he said that his makar is the best. Amar Rava, lekul hu istu pircha. All these different makaris, they have a question on them. Barmi de Shmuel, except for the makar of Shmuel, the last lay pircha. Shmuel has no pircha on his makar. And what's the pircha that we have in all the other ones? So we'll go in order. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who said that the makar is from Baba Machteres, Dilma Kedarava, who says that that's a case of Savik Bikuach Nefesh? Maybe it's like Rava said, that Rava said, Amar Rava, my time of the Machteres, what's the reason why we say that you're allowed to kill him? Because generally speaking, there's a chazaka that Reuven, the balabais of the house, he's not going to let someone else steal from him. That's the chazaka, that the person doesn't just let someone else take his money. He'll shoot the ganav. He'll kill the ganav. Now the ganav knows that. The ganav knows this chazaka. He knows that Reuven, in all likelihood, there's a chazaka that he's going to kill him. That if he catches him, the ganav knows that if Reuven catches him, that he's going to try to kill him. And therefore, Vamar, the Gandam says to himself, if he comes and he tries to get me, I'm going to take him out first. And therefore, he's coming to kill. He's for sure coming to kill. It's a chazaka that he's coming to kill. And therefore, the Torah says to Reuven that if you know now, based on this chazaka, that the Gandam is coming to kill you because of your chazaka, so therefore now you're actually allowed to kill him. So it's like a catch-22. But that's the way it works. expects that since there's a chazaka that Reuven is going to kill the ganav, because of that, now the ganav is going to kill Reuven. So that's all the chazaka. So now, therefore, Reuven now has a heter to kill the ganav. So now, all you see from there is a case of vada bikuach nefesh. It's a chazaka. Va'ashkecham vada is suffik minolan. And therefore, Rava says that the makar for Rabbi Shmuel's makar is not ironclad, because it could be that's just the makar that vada bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. You don't see from there that even safik bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. The Rabbi Akiva Nami, also Rabbi Akiva's makar, where Rabbi Akiva proved it from the kayin who's on the mizbech and he knows edus, that we said that he proved from there that safik bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, because over there it's only a safik, because maybe his edus will be in the skabo, maybe it won't be. Dilma keda abaye, it's not true. Maybe it's like Abaye said. The Amr that before we take him off the mizbech, we first send some rabbanim to find out if he has a substantial edus. So it comes out that when we take him off the mizbech, it's vada pikuach nefesh that we're taking him off the mizbech for, because we know with certainty that his edus is good, and therefore there's no makar from there that even by case of safek pikuach nefesh that's deicha Shabbos. And again, says Rav, then on Rabbi Kiva's makar, so it comes out that that's only a makar that vade pikuach nefesh is deicha avoda and kavuchaymer deicha Shabbos, but it's not a makar that even safik pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. V'kulu ashkecham vade safik minolan. And the same thing Rav says with all the other makaris, all of them you could say, except say tishmeiru, or by Mila, or by Kikodesh Yilachem, Shabbat as a Shabbos, Lasis as a Shabbos, all the different Makaris, you could say that's only talking about the case of Vadi Pikuach Nefesh. You don't see from there anything that for sure that Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, except for Shmuel's case. But the Shmuel Vadi Laslai Pircha. But Shmuel, who says that the Makar is from V'chai Bahem, that you have to positively live by the mitzvahs, so even if there's a Safik that you'll die, so then you're not being Makai V'chai Bahem. It must be even Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, because you have to make sure that you live. That's your mitzvah. And therefore, on Shmuel, there's no pircha. Shmuel, Taka has a makar that even Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Amar Avina, Vitamer of Nachem by Yitzchak. So Avina commented, or some say of Nachem by Yitzchak, about this idea that we had so many different makaris, and really Shmuel came at the end, Amayra Shmuel, and he said the best makar, Tavachada Pilpelta Harifa, Mimali Tzane Dekari. That better one, sharp hot pepper than a whole basket full of gourds. Meaning, I once saw, I think from Rav Eliashiv, maybe it's in Maseches Chagiga and his Aris over there, that the pshat is that, well, a red hot pepper, if you put it to your mouth, well, I mean, why is this the mashal? That better when one red hot pepper than a whole basket of gourds. Why is that the mashal to the fact that Shmuel's makar is the best makar? The answer is because Rav Eliashiv explained that when you eat a hot pepper, the taste, it stays with you for a long time. So even though it's just one little pepper, as opposed to a whole basket of gourds, but the flavor stays with you. As opposed to the whole basket of gourds, you could eat them, but then the flavor goes away. So too, the other Tanayim, they said different makaris, but Lamai said there's pirchas in each one of them. Shmuel came at the end, the Amayra Shmuel, so to speak, the small pepper, and he came, but he said the makar that lasts. He said the makar that doesn't have any pirchas. Says the Mishnah now. Chatas va'asham vaday mechaperin. So the halacha is, so now we're really switching gears. Now we're going to talk about the mechila aspect of Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says that the carbon chatas and the carbon asham, before we get to Yom Kippur, a carbonus that a person brings during the year, a chatas and an asham vaday, so mechaperin, they give a person kapara. Misa v'yom kippurim mechaperin machuva. And the halacha is that when a person dies, or if he goes through a Yom Kippur, and he does tshuva, that's also mechaperin. Tshuva mechaperes aviris kalis. Tshuva is able to grant to give a person kapara for light aviris. What's considered aviris kalis? It means al asei val leis asei. Aseis and leis aseis. Val achamureis utayla. And on aviris chamureis, so tshuva is able to, it's tayla. Ad sheyava yom hakipurim v'chaper. Until yom hakipurim comes, and then that gives a person kapara. Ha'aymer echta v'ashav. If a person says, I'm going to sin, and then I'll do tshuva, echta v'ashav, I'll do more aviris, I'll do tshuva, meaning, what's the big deal? I'll do some averus now. I still have a long life ahead of me, Bezos Hashem, and so I'll do tshuva later in life. So now, says the Mishnah, Ema speak and biyad alasis tshuva. There'll be the halaxiat, the shemayim, and the shemayim, they'll make it that he does not have the chance to do tshuva. Echtav yom kippur mechaper. If he says, I'll do navera, and yom kippur will be mechaper. So again, also, he says that there's no need for me to refrain from doing navera, because I'll just have yom kippur anyways, and yom kippur will be mechaper. Says the Mishnah, no, ain't Yom Kippur mechaper. No, very stark, no, Yom Kippur does not give kapara to such a person. Averus bin Adam l'makom Yom Kippurim mechaper. When it comes to Averus bin Adam l'makom, so that Yom Kippurim, it gives kapara. But Averus bin Adam l'chaveroi ain't Yom Kippurim mechaper. Ad shiratzes chaveroi. Until a person appeases his friend, he has to go and ask mechila from his friend. That's the only way he gets kapara for Averus that are bin Adam l'chaveroi. Darsh Rabbelezer ben Azariah, Rabbelezer ben Azariah darshened this halacha from a pasuk, because the pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur, Mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. It says, which averus does a person get kapara for on Yom Kippur? The averus that are lefnei Hashem. So he darshened from there that averus should be in Adam l'makom, that are lefnei Hashem, the things that are between man and Hashem, that Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur gives kapara, but averus should be in Adam l'chaveroi, ein Yom Kippur mechaper, ad sheiratzes chaveroi, until he goes and he asks mechila from his friend. Amar Rabbi Akiva, famous line, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, how lucky you are, how fortunate you are, Lefnei mi atem metaren, mi metareschem, who do you have to go and do tshuva in front of, and who grants you kapara, Tzavichem Shva Shemayim, it's your father, Shenem, as the Pasuk says, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tohirim v'tahartem, it says, I'm going to throw upon you purifying waters, and I'll purify you, meaning I'll be meichel you, V'aymer, the Pasuk says, Mikva Yisrael Hashem, ma mikva metares atmeyim, afa kodesh baruch metares Yisrael. Just like a mikvah is metara the person that goes in, so too a Kadosh Baruch Hu is metara a person who does tshuva. Says the Gemara, Asham Vaday in Asham Talui Loy. The Mishnah started off and it said that a person who brings a chatas or an Asham Vaday, so he gets a kapara. But the truth is that there's another type of Asham called an Asham Safi, an Asham Talui, which is broad if a person is mesupik if he's chayv a carbon chatas. Let's say he's mesupik if he ate chaylev, mesupik if he ate the shear of chaylev, whatever the case is, he's mesupik if he's supposed to be chayv a carbon chatas for chaylev that he ate. So the halacha is that he brings an Asham Talui. So the Mishnah, which said that a person gets kapara for a chatas and an asham vaday, it's mashmo that an asham talui, not that you don't get kapara for an asham talui. And the Gemara's kasha is that v'ha kapara k'siva be, that by the parish of asham talui, it also says that the person gets kapara when he brings the asham talui. So why is the Mishnah seemingly excluding it? So it says the Gemara two terutzim. First terut says the Gemara, hanach mechapri kapara gemura, because a chatas and an asham vaday, they grant a person a complete kapara. Once he does that, he's done. As opposed to asham taloi, ena mechapri kapara gemura. But an asham taloi does not grant a person a full kapara, because if he finds out that he really did that aver and he's chayv a chatas, he's then chayv to bring a carbon chatas. Inami, another terut, that the reason why asham taloi was excluded from our Mishnah is because hanach ain't acher mechaper kaparasan. Because when it comes to a chatas and an ashram vaday, there's nothing else that could give a person that kapara that he needs except for bringing that carbon. And therefore, that's why it says that these karbanas are mechaper for what they do, because that's the only way for such a person who's chayiv in these karbanas to get his kapara. However, when it comes to an ashram taloi, acher mechaper kaparasan. There's something else which could give it, which could give the person that's chayiv the ashram taloi his kapara. And what is that? That nan, like we learned, that chayavi chatois v'ashamais v'adain. A person who's chayav a chatas and asham vaday, sha'avra alin Yom Kippurim, chayav an asham must, chayavin, they're still chayavin, even though Yom Kippur passed, they're still chayav to bring their karbanais. However, asham is taluyin peturin. If a person's chayav in asham taluy, and he never got the chance to bring it yet, and then he goes through Yom Kippur, so now Yom Kippur itself gives the person the kapara that the asham taluy takes, it takes the place of the asham taluy. And now, therefore, after Yom Kippur, he's no longer chayav to bring an asham taluy. So that's why the Mishnah specified chatas and asham vaday, because those things that when a person's chayiv in those karbanos, those are the only things that could grant a person his kapara. Says the Gemara Baiter, we said that misav Yom Kippurim mechaper mematruva. So one of the things we said is that Yom Kippur is only mechaper if a person does tshuva. So it's mashma imatruva in b'fnei atzman lai. It's mashma only if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur that you get kapara. But just living, going through Yom Kippur, that does not give a person kapara. It's only if he also does tshuva. Says the Gemara, neima d'leika Rebbe. So seemingly our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. It's a machlekas Rebbe in the Chachamim, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. So Rebbe Omer, akol Rebbe Shita is that Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, whether a person does tshuva or not. Yom Kippur itself, being alive, going through Yom Kippur, that's mechaper. Chutz, with the exception, even Rebbe has some exceptions. The exceptions are parik ol, a person who's a kofer b'Hashem, megala panim b'Torah, he ridicules different psukim, umay for bris basar, or if he refrains from getting a bris mila. Those from asa tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper, the moy asa tshuva ein Yom Kippur mechaper. But those averas, it's only if a person does tshuva, but otherwise Yom Kippur itself, just going through Yom Kippur does not give tshuva. So you see that Rebbe Shita is that Yom Kippur itself gives tshuva, gives kapara even without tshuva. The Chachamim say otherwise. But Rebbe says the Yom Kippur itself gives kapara. So the Mishnah which says that Yom Kippur is mechaper in ha-tshuva is seemingly not like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Rebbe, it could even be like Rebbe, tshuva by Yom Kippurim lay by tshuva. When the Mishnah says Yom Kippurim is mechaper in ha-tshuva, it doesn't mean that when you go through Yom Kippur, you still need tshuva. It means that if you do tshuva, you still need a Yom Kippur. That tshuva needs Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. That's what the Mishnah means, a little bit of a deichik read of the Mishnah, but says the Gemara, that's how you could read the Mishnah in a way that it's not a kasha on Rebbe, that it's not necessarily not like Rebbe. It could even be that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rebbe, and when it says the Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva, it means that if you do tshuva, you also need Yom Kippur.